I didn't even listen to podcasts, and then I had one.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Rebecca Reynolds and her husband, Jim Carpenter, are filmmakers from Leland, Michigan. About 2 years ago, Rebecca had a conversation with a friend in Los Angeles. Together, they came up with the concept for a true crime and Hollywood show.
It developed into a show. We just didn't know what kind of show.
They thought the show might end up being a documentary film or maybe a TV miniseries. The Investigation Discovery Channel was interested, but Rebecca says the company wanted to take their concept in a different direction.
The closer you can come to having the final say on content is the closer you're going to get to any artistic expression.
That's when they decided to do a podcast. They pitched the idea to Wondery, a podcast network, and Wondery bought in. The show is called Hollywood and Crime, and just a warning here, some of the content is a bit graphic.
At around 11 a.m. on January 15, 1947, LAPD officers Frank Perkins and Wayne Fitzgerald were on patrol in the Leimert Park neighborhood, about 5 miles south of Hollywood, when a call came in on their car radio.
Unit 7-1, over. 7-1, possible 390, man down on the lot of 39th and Norton.
Roger that.
390 is code for a stuporous drunk.
Over by those weeds. This must be it.
That audio recording you hear isn't from the actual investigation. It's a recreation. Radio theater.
The decision to do the drama mixed with the narration was because of the type of material that we were coming up with. We didn't want someone just talking about these crimes. We wanted them to actually feel like they were part of the investigation.
It was a bleak landscape, an empty lot covered in scrub grass under a pale winter sky. The property was one of many awaiting home building in this residential development, which was one of hundreds of neighborhoods under construction in the city's post-war boom. Officer Perkins spotted something in the weeds, a body, presumably the drunk.
There it is. It's a body, all right. What the?
Jesus, Frank. This woman's been cut in half.
Hollywood and Crime centers around one of the most famous cold cases in California, the murder of a 22-year-old woman named Elizabeth Short. She was better known as the Black Dahlia. What's not as well known is that more than a dozen other women also died in a similar way and around the same time as the Black Dahlia. The podcast episodes go through these murders in chronological order.
In this audio series, we reopen these cold cases and re-examine evidence uncovered at the time of these murders. Throughout the season, we ask the question, were these crimes the work of a serial killer, or were these crimes committed by a series of lone wolves or copycats?
Tracy Patton is the narrator. She moves the different storylines forward in between dramatic radio theater scenes. Rebecca Reynolds says she wanted the style of the podcast to bring listeners back in time.
Los Angeles Examiner.
Sid Hughes, put me through to Richardson.
Richardson?
It's Grim, Jimmy.
Who is she?
Jane Doe. Nothing here to make an ID.
Is she a looker?
Might have been. Once. Definitely young, maybe mid-teens.
The boy's getting some photos?
Yeah, but it's no-go.
Why not?
Too brutal, Jimmy. She's nude, cut in half, face sliced up, head bashed in.
We'll retouch him, and I'm sending an artist out to get a sketch of her face. Now stay with the body when they take it downtown, but I want the other boys all over that neighborhood like wet on water, you hear me?
At their home in Leland, Rebecca Reynolds and Jim Carpenter sit at a kitchen table working on laptops. Rebecca writes and directs the podcast, and Jim does other production work. Actors recreate the historical accounts from recording studios in Los Angeles. Sound design is from a mix of canned sound effects and live sounds. Rebecca and Jim also work with a small team of people who do research from L.A. The team will send screenshots of old newspaper headlines and articles they pull from the L.A. Public Library archives. Jim makes bullet points of that information on a big whiteboard behind him.
We're just listing all of the potential items that could be in this episode.
That gives Rebecca an outline of what to include as she writes each episode.
And then, as you can see, we've omitted some and put notes that we need to get some questions answered. And then we always try to end it with where our next episode's going.
Jim says with so much research available, they have to determine what's helpful for the listener and what's too much.
You know, we could have so much copy on one particular scene, but it's important for us to always keep track of what the listener is hearing. And we don't want to bore them. We don't want to overdo it.
KNWZ News Time, 3:30. Within hours after police briefed reporters on the so-called Werewolf Slayer case this afternoon, they announced they had arrested a suspect. Police picked up Cecil French, 23, on a morals charge at a downtown bus station. They became suspicious when they discovered that the back seat of the Bakersfield resident's car had been removed.
Whether it's for film or audio, Rebecca says her writing doesn't change much. The goal is to still create a scene. But she does say sometimes things just don't sound radio.
I often have Jim read aloud. Sometimes you just have to hear it. Sometimes you just know it.
The last time I heard from her was 2 weeks ago. I have a letter in my pocketbook.
Would you mind reading it to me?
Okay. Dear Mother, I'm in San Diego now. I'm living with a girlfriend, Vera French, and I'm working at the Naval Hospital. I'm feeling fine.
The complete first season and 5 bonus episodes of Hollywood and Crime are out, and Jim and Rebecca are currently working on season 2, which is set to be released later this year. You can download the podcast on your preferred podcast app, or you can listen to the episodes online. We'll put a link up at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.